This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Kumar Nagalingam is a trainer, author, and former law lecturer, and since the age of 13, has also been an artist. And after nearly four decades of painting, Kumar is showing his works for the first time in an exhibition called Beyond the Canvas that's happening from the 7th to the 10th of July at GS Artcade in Pataling Jaya. Kumar is here with me today to talk about his artistic journey. Thank you for joining me today, Kumar.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. You know, besides being an artist, which is what you're here to talk about, you know, you've had quite a varied career. You're currently a trainer, but you also were a law lecturer. You've written books. What are all these different things you do?
Well, you know, I think it all started in Ipoh.
Yeah.
When I was growing up there, back in the 80s and all that. I did a lot of things which kids these days don't usually do, you know. We're most of the time outdoors and stuff. And so we tend to get a little adventurous. But even our simple sports like hockey can be very adventurous. So we did a lot of those things. And I think that when I came over to PJ to further my studies in A-levels, I think I brought that with me. And the adventure never stopped. It carried on. And I was always exploring new stuff in my life. Art has always been there with me since my primary time. In fact, I used to do my sister's geography drawings. And the whole family basically came to me for art. And so that has always been there as well. I've never really been for any formal training as far as art is concerned. I got into oil at the age of 13. My father encouraged it. My father picked up the art thing in me, and he started supporting and encouraging it. He went and bought canvas and the brushes and the oils and all that. And I would paint whatever I see, and he would show it off to the entire tamanla, you know. Friends came to the house and he was showing off the art and stuff. And when I look back on some of the arts which I did when I was 13, 14 years old, it was horrible. It was horrible. But the way he spoke about it was like as if it was the Picasso, you know.
But this is fairly unusual for an Asian parent at that, you know, at that point in time, isn't it?
Yeah, I think my father, he saw in all of us, in my sisters and all that, our strength, and that's all we spoke about, you know. Like my sister, for instance, she did a lot of art and craft as well, and he saw that and he picked it up, and he encouraged it. My father is one of those people who would be willing to give everything away for education.
And so you didn't become a full-time artist. You went into law first, was it?
Yeah, I did my A levels, and then I carried on with LLB. Started teaching law in the year 1989, and taught law in many colleges in Klang Valley, and then in the year 2000, I got into training and development. My interest shifted a little bit, but I still taught law on a part-time basis until the year 2008, primarily with BAC. And art has always been there, as I said. But the thing is, for the past 3 years, my interest has sort of been divided between training and art now. My number of paintings that I've been doing, accumulated, has intensified over the past two years now. And I'm doing it at a rate of like one painting a week, one painting
wow.
in 2 weeks,
wow.
and so on. Yeah, and I'm digging up all my work that I've done in the 80s and the 90s, which I've been, you know, storing it in cupboards and all that, getting that out and taking a relook and doing some improvements on it and framing them up and all that. So, yeah, and I think it's always been my bucket list, like, to have one exhibition in my name. Let's see how it goes from here.
And this is your first solo exhibition.
My first solo exhibition.
What does it feel like to finally, you know, see your work come
through? You know, my painting has always been within the confines of my family. So a family look at it, you know, family being family, they're always very polite. And they say, hey, nice. You say, oh, beautiful, fantastic, and all that. So I've never really taken it out of the family circle. And yeah, there have been some people from the outside who have seen and they said, hey, it's pretty good and all that. But this is probably the first time ever which is going to be out in the public, you know, at a public exhibition. And it's going to be interesting because this is a very objective point of view. They're not going to be all polite and courteous about it. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be said, though, you're actually being a little humble because you've won awards for your art before.
Yeah.
At the age of 15, I think you were commissioned to paint portraits for two cabinet ministers.
That's right.
You've done 15 murals.
Correct.
So why did the thought of becoming a full-time artist never come to you?
I think, again, it is the mentality makeup of Malaysians. It's always been the doctors and the engineers and the lawyers who have the more secure professions, mm-hmm. whereas singer and entertainer and artists do not make it. Yeah. You know, you do it as a hobby, it's fine. You know, but if you want to buy a house or a car, get a proper job. You know, so. I think I'm one of those people who sort of believed that and went with it, you know. Mm. So it was never a profession which I saw as something that will help me survive, you know.
And what is your approach to art?
My approach to art, well, when people look at my pieces, for instance, they look at it and say, is this all from one artist or yeah. are we looking at 3-4 different artists? Mm-hmm. No, it's one artist. And so people are always kind of confused as to why do I do the whole range of surrealism to realism and, you know, and all that stuff. And I think I've not really pinned down my style per se. I go basically with how I feel on that particular day. And a certain image will come to my head and I say, hey, I have to put this on canvas. And I go with that, you know. Mm-hmm. And another day after the painting, I will be driving, for instance. Another image will pop up in my head. Say, hey, that's interesting. I got to put that on canvas. So that's how it has been, you know. So if you say, what's Kumar trademark or whatever, I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know yet. But I can see it moving towards surrealism.
Well, I must say, though, having looked at some of the works, yes, there's a vast sort of difference in terms of the approaches and style. But to me, one of the things that comes out is that they're very familiar. As a person who grew up in Malaysia, the images and the faces and you know, some of the landscapes or whatever that you may be painting,
right.
they seem to be very right. local.
Yeah.
Is this something that inspires you?
Yeah. As you know, my first book was Ipoh Mali.
Yeah.
And that was in 2011 or 2009. I can't remember now. I really wanted to put down my memories in Ipoh as I was growing up in the 80s in a book. Mm. And I didn't want those memories to be lost. And it was largely done for my children, you know, because they don't get out to the outdoors, you know. And we were basically half the day we were outdoors. And so much can be done in the outdoors, right? And I've always been inclined towards nature, inclined towards what's out there, you know, very hands-on. And I think my art, in a way, reflects that. I love the hills. I love the mountains. I love green, a lot of nature, water, and so on and so forth. Mm. So I think it comes across in my painting that way too. Yeah.
And how much of your painting and how much of your proper work did your father get to see?
Wow.
Is he still around?
No, he's not. Mm. He's not. Well, my father passed away in the middle of in the 90s, mm. in 95 actually. It was those paintings which I did in the 80s. You know, which my father saw. Not the ones that I've been doing now, of course, for sure. But yeah, well, he would be, me having this exhibition now, I think he'll be very proud.
I'm sure and, he would be.
And I wish, I think he'll be there in spirit, you know, for sure. Knowing my father, he'll probably be there.
And who are some of your artistic inspirations? Are there particular artists that you look to?
Yeah. In the beginning, it was Norman Rockwell,
yes.
The American artist.
Yeah.
He caught my attention first because of his realism, you know, people, faces, expressions, and the detail in which he does the creases in your pants or in your shirt, mm-hmm. you know, that really caught my attention. So Norman Rockwell was it. In fact, my father bought me a Norman Rockwell book with all his work, and I still have that book. And I've actually, one of my first oil on canvas was actually by Norman Rockwell. It's a replica. I copied that, and I did that painting, and I did a few from his work. Yeah, that was my first trigger, my first initial inspiration as an artist, I think. Then it went on to people like Monet. I liked his work because a lot of green.
Yes.
A lot of green.
A lot of water.
A lot of water. A lot of nature. So I liked Monet.
And you were never trained formally in art.
I think it's... some people are just born innately right-brained, and I think in the beginning it was very rough. A lot of my artwork was very, very rough. It was not refined. Then as time went on and I did more and more work, it became a little bit more fine-tuned and refined and all that. But I would say my biggest learning curve has been over the last 2 years. In terms of refining my art strokes and my brush strokes, it has been by leaps and bounds. I mean, I've been surprising myself with some of the things I've been doing on the canvas. And so I think learning never stops. I think the next 5 years, the learning curve will be even more steeper mm-hmm. As I intensify my work. Yeah.
So the exhibition is called Beyond the Canvas.
Yes.
And it sort of covers the works that you've done from the 80s all the way to now.
Yes.
And I think about 50 pieces are being shown.
There will be over 50 pieces,
over
actually.
Over 50 pieces.
Yeah. Because it's one of the exhibitions where it's going to only take place maybe once a year.
Yeah.
So I'm just taking huge advantage of this and I'm putting it all my work that I've been doing over the years and just squeezing them all in the gallery. Yeah.
And how do we see the sort of evolution of you as a person and as an artist in the works that are being shown?
If you look at my work in the 80s and all that, it's very... if I see something in the magazine, I put it down on canvas. I see a picture and I put it on canvas. Another person's work, artwork, you know, I copy it and I put it down. But over the years, I think I've relied more on my own imagination and on more of what I see, of my perspective of things, and I put them down. And today, for instance, a lot of it is out of my own imagination. Some of it's kind of wacky. if you look at some of her pieces, yeah. It's really wacky. But I like it.
Yeah.
I like it because and I think that's what Beyond the Canvas is all about. It's not just what you see, but what it tells you or how you interpret the art and what kind of emotion it triggers in you. Yeah.
And what do you think will be next for you as an artist?
I think this exhibition is going to be a turning point. I'm really going to be able to gauge as to where my art stands as far as the public is concerned and how they perceive it. And I think that I'm going to use that as the yardstick as to my direction in the future. But it's going to be a lot more art for sure. A lot more surrealism, a lot more wackiness in my art. I think it has to reflect a little bit of my own wacky personality that I have.
Are you getting more wacky as you get older? Or just more comfortable letting it out?
My kids won't agree with that line. You know, they say, you're slow school and all that. But personally, I think I'm a little bit more, creative, I think, these days, yeah.
Well, it was lovely chatting with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've been speaking to Kumar Nagalingam, whose art exhibition called Beyond the Canvas is on from the 7th to the 10th of July at GS Artcade in Pataling Jaya. 40% of the proceeds from the exhibition will go towards Angsana Care, an organization that advocates for pediatric palliative care. For more information on the exhibition, email kumar@skillsacademy.asia. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcast on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.